It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it's monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 2.6.
Making dirty jokes about Mia Jovovich getting bent by the Avatar for our Airbender Fifth Element fanfic.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And this week's our torture cinema. We are reviewing The Last Airbender.
Yes.
Which is special.
Crap. It's special.
Not in a good way. Not like Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is special, where Santa is literally special. No. This movie.
All right, tell them what it's about, you dork.
All right, so in, 60 seconds or less, I gotta tell them what it's about?
Yes, 60 seconds or less.
All right,
go.
Movie is about, like, these people's... That's not six. It's not 6 seconds. 60, jerk.
All right, go.
Yeah, I'm already 15. Shut up. Anyway, okay. So it's about the Avatar, who is this guy who can use all of the elements. There's earth, wind, fire. It's basically like like the band. So he's got magic powers, and a long time ago he disappeared for some reason. We find out in the movie why. And the Fire Nation, who are all jerks, decided to attack everybody. And so there's been war, and the Water Nation's all oppressed. And then suddenly the Avatar returns, and the peoples are all, what the f***? And then the movie is basically everyone going, oh, he's back. Let's beat up the Fire Nation now. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, not really. I mean, there's a whole like line of thought about like where there's the bit about the Avatar, Aang, or Aang. It's really Aang, but they say Aang, so we'll just say Aang, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, there is actually a story somewhere in the movie. We just couldn't find it.
It's there. I mean, there's some stuff about apprehensive heroes and, you know, coming to terms with past wrongs. It's like there are all these really great ideas in the movie, and they're just pooped all over.
Yes, they are pooped all over.
It's really, yeah. But anyway, so we should go straight into our 5x5s. I mean, I botched the whatever. Anyway.
What's your first like?
All right. Well, my first like is, I think, one of yours, which is I really love the merger of martial arts like Tai Chi with the sort of powers where you had to do these really flashy stuff to make the powers work. I really like that. I mean, it was kind of a little flashy and well, whatever, but it's better than having like silly words. So
it is better than having silly words, but I'm going to hold off on commenting on your like.
Why?
Because I am.
So what's your first like, then?
My first like is the costumes.
Woo! Yay!
Yay, the costumes. They really weren't bad. They were a little bit cheesy, but I did like the thematic quality of the costumes. You know, the fact that everybody in the Water Kingdom wore a pretty blue, and everybody in the Fire Kingdom wore black and red, and...
It was consistent.
It was consistent, and it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, they weren't bad costumes. I mean, most of them were pretty good. Yeah, sure.
The only horrible aspect of the costume design was the princess's white hair.
Oh, gosh, she was so ridiculous.
I was actually tempted to put that as a major dislike of the film.
She had these crazy blue eyes that were obviously not real.
Right, it was... Well, they could be
real. No, they weren't. They weren't real. It was all phony. Alrighty, so your first dislike, 60 seconds, go.
The blending of the Tai Chi and the bending.
What?
Okay, no, I can't, I have to clarify. I liked that they blended the Tai Chi and the bending. What I didn't like was how long it took them to do it. This was like one of my biggest complaints in the film. It was that it took so long that by the time they were done, somebody could have just whacked him on the head and it would be over and no bending would have. And it pissed me off. I seriously would sit there and wait and wait and wait. And finally something would happen and I'd be like, oh, yay. But it was just, I don't know. It drove me insane that it took 5 minutes to get one power off.
Yeah, you're wrong, and I hate you.
No, I'm not.
I hate you more than the movie right now because you're forcing me to defend this piece of crap. I don't want to.
No, I'm serious. It was really cool that the original concept is that it takes movement to create powers. But the way that it is presented in the film, it takes way too long and it shouldn't have. There was no reason for it to. And granted, that's not consistent throughout the movie. There are points where it happens really quickly.
Right. They do movie magic stuff where the first time it happens, it's all, whoa. Yeah.
Right. Which is just ridiculous. It was totally unnecessary. It would have been cooler without it. But I feel like, I mean, the movie's only like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, yeah. You're.
I felt like he had to spend 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
So you must have hated Transformers.
There were a lot of points that pissed me off about Transformers.
Okay, well, my first dislike then is the scroll. The f***ing scroll at the beginning. Because it's not that it's a scroll, because that doesn't bother me. Star Wars has a scroll. That's fine. No, what bothers me is that the scroll is then read to us by one of the characters.
Yeah, that's actually my second dislike, so skip a like just to get to my second dislike. Oh. We'll just discuss it now because those monologues were awful.
They were telling us things that happened on the screen as if we were watching like one of those like a film for the blind.
Yes, like exactly.
We're too retarded to figure out that he's a bad hunter. But she tells us, she's like, he's a bad hunter, and then he goes through a whole diatribe explaining why he can't find the seal or whatever they're finding, and I'm like, but
except that to be fair, she almost did have to explain that he was a bad hunter because it was so poorly done in on screen that by the end of it you're kind of scratching your head going, well, she just told us he's a bad hunter, but that was really anticlimactic if that's the case, because it's like 1 minute of him talking about not being a, like, I'm doing everything Dad told me to, and yet I still can't find any prey or something. I don't remember how it works, but it's just beyond that, though. I mean, literally, the whole reason for these monologues is because the director, M. Night Shyamalan
Ding Dong, yeah,
which is very offensive. So M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan Ding Dong. He doesn't deserve to have his name said right.
He crammed an entire season of
Avatar.
The cartoon. Avatar into an hour and a half film, and then he wasted a half hour on frilly tai chi bending.
Shut up. Anyway, okay, all right, going back, your second like.
My second like is the computer graphics of the airbending.
Yeah, they were pretty, some of them, not all of them, but most of them were really good.
Which ones weren't good?
There were some times when the water didn't look right, but
well, okay, here's the thing. It didn't always look quite right. I mean, like, the Earth wasn't perfect.
Sure.
It does look like it's computer-generated. However, I like the overall concept of how the stuff moved, if that makes sense.
Sure.
In terms of a computer-generated format. It wasn't, like, it wasn't perfect, but it was good. And I liked the water. The fire was good for fire. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, it would look good, but there were, you know, obviously points that didn't, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, I think that the visuals were nice.
Enough.
Yeah, they served their purpose.
Yes.
Anywho, so my second like is actually, I like the soundtrack, and I know you couldn't really hear it, because you were paying attention to the awful on the screen.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you allow yourself to go into a temporary coma, you'll actually hear the soundtrack, and it's actually quite good. It's not the best. It's James Newton Howard. I mean, some of it's a little kind of, it's frivolly, but...
What else has James Newton Howard done?
He did a treasure ship one, the Disney...
Treasure Planet?
Treasure Planet, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. And
he's done lots of other stuff. I just can't remember.
Sure. Yeah, but I love Treasure Planet. Yeah, my thing with the soundtrack, and granted I was paying too much attention to the fail, is that it didn't seem to actually match up with what was happening on screen, which I don't think was so much the composer's fault as it was M. Night Shyamalan Ding's fault.
Yeah, except at the end, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so your second-ish, third-ish dislike.
Well, my second dislike was the monologues. So,
right, we already covered that.
Yeah, so my third dislike is the love story.
Which one? The one with the princess?
There's another love story that I wasn't aware of. Was it?
I was just making sure we're on the same page. Because
yeah.
There might have been more.
Soku? What is his name?
Soka.
Soka?
Soka, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like this guy, Soka, and who is the one person who doesn't have any powers, by the way, and this princess of the water, Northern Water Nation, and they have the lamest love story ever because the director sucks. Because
they tell us that it happens.
There's a monologue about it.
They hit it off right away.
They hit it off right away. They fell in love instantly, and then it was over. And
literally five minutes later in the movie, the relationship ends.
Really tragically, but whatever.
But it's funny.
It was so badly played out, and yeah. So I hated that aspect of it. And I'm sure this is more importantly a part of a larger aspect that I hate about the movie, but I'm going to kind of skip that for now. So
okay.
I'm just going to say the love story sucked.
All right. Well, then my second dislike is actually the entire cast, except one person, and that is the person who does the voice for the flying creature. Everyone else is awful, like just awful. And it's really sad because the casting is it's a terrible, like I knew the movie was over the second the guy from The Daily Show showed up.
Oh God, Asif Manvi, who I love on The Daily Show. I will say that. Totally love him. I think he's hilarious.
Right.
But that was the problem with him being in this movie, is that you just sit there going, when are you going to be hilarious, Asif? I'm waiting for it.
He uses the same voice. He does the same
voice and the same eye movement. He has this thing where he like pops his eyes kind of like really wide.
Yes.
And the same kind of sarcastic sort of ass thing that he's got going.
He's got the whole thing. And it's just, I couldn't take him seriously. And the other characters, the acting is just so bad.
Again, that's I'm not.
Yeah, but we won't get into that. It's just, whatever. Moving on. Your third like.
My third like, I'm going to go with the scenery / cinematography.
Okay.
Set design. Let's go with set design.
Set design and locations, sure.
Yes, I liked the vision of the world that they created for this. The Water Kingdom is super cool looking. That giant ice wall, totally awesome. I liked the Air Nation homes. They're like these towering precipice sort of things, but based on, I think they're Thai. It's like Angkor Wat sort of temples.
They're like Buddhist temples.
No, Buddhist temples are a little bit, well,
they have temples that are up on like the cliffs of mountain faces.
Well, yeah, but if you're talking more Southeastern Asia Buddhist temples, because they're very the kind of the spires and everything.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Not Chinese or Japanese Buddhist.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, yeah, so those are nice. Yeah, I agree.
And the Earth Nation wasn't too bad either, although I kind of thought it was funny that they were wallowing in mud as the Earth Nation. So that was fun.
All right. Well, my third like is wind, snow, and grass. They are all well represented in this movie, and I think people that are into those things will quite like it. You know, kind of like bird watchers, but people who like wind, snow, and grass.
Grass. That's true. There is some beautiful grass in this.
Some very nice grass. It's all very golden and pretty.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And the winds, and definitely.
The few times you can see the wind.
Well, you can see the wind every time he bends the wind.
Sure,
and that was
sure.
Well done.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was pretty.
And the snow falls.
Miles of white. It was so pretty.
Yeah.
Anywho.
You're such a dork.
All right, so your next dislike.
I'm on my fourth dislike, so yeah. I'm going with the race fail of the casting.
Oh, God.
I mean, this was like, this is a very much hyped aspect of the film, but I think it bears mentioning. This is supposed to be a multicultural film. The original cartoon has a very, I mean, I'll grant you that anime does tend to kind of blank race.
No, it doesn't, actually. No, that's actually false.
No, it really isn't.
No, no, no. There's actually somebody who did an analysis of the shapes of anime characters' faces. And
yeah, if you're going with shapes of faces, then that's totally true.
Right, but Japanese people aren't dark-skinned. They're fairly light-skinned.
I know that.
So
too.
When you take the shape and the light skin, that people that we take to be Anglos or non-racials are actually, in fact, Japanese.
Eyes tend to be less Asian, for one thing, in anime. And
because nobody has eyes that are the size of saucers.
Well, granted, but it's also a shape issue. But anyway, they do tend to be slightly anglicized. You cannot deny it completely. Okay. Anyway, so you have all these different races in the original series because the Water Nation is a very specifically kind of almost Native American, Inuit, and whatnot. And then the Fire Nation, for some reason in this movie, is just all Indian. Which I thought was, okay, that was the worst part, I think, about the race fail for this film, is that they're just like, oh, it's multicultural. And then he makes all the bad guys...
Brown. Yeah.
And all the good guys are white.
With the exception of the uncle, but he's not really a bad guy. He's like, I don't really know.
He's also Lebanese.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. My friend is Lebanese, and it looks white.
Oh, well, granted, but what I'm saying is all the people that are bad guys are Middle Eastern or Indian.
Right, right. And for the most part are racially identifiable as
which,
Indian,
you know, granted, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is Indian himself, so it's kind of a weird kind of thing going that he has. But maybe he's got, like, this own personal hatred or something. I don't know.
That wouldn't be surprising. You get some of that in the Philippines, but oh, whatever.
I think we could do a psychological profile of him off this movie, though.
We could. It would not be good. Okay.
All right, you do your next like, because right. I don't have one.
You don't have a next like? What? Dislike.
Oh, are you on your dislike?
Yeah, okay, I got to do two dislikes so I can catch up to you, because you're about on your fifth, so.
Okay.
All right, so my third dislike is actually a question, which is, who the f*** is this movie actually about?
Right.
Because it starts about being about the brother and the sister, and you kind of go, oh, form a little cute relationship with him. And then you get Aang, who it's supposed to follow and, like, do his whole anxieties of being the chosen one nonsense, which is, well, I shouldn't say nonsense. I like that aspect. But then it's suddenly about the brother and the princess, and then the prince of the Fire Nation king, and
his uncle.
And his uncle.
Their
and
relationship,
like,
and like the whole daddy issue. And
it's too much. It's like, no, if you're gonna have this many relationships, you cannot cram it into an hour and a half movie. It just doesn't work, because I don't know who the hell I'm supposed to care about. I don't know who I'm supposed, what am I supposed, I don't, I just, I felt, got to the end of the movie and I was like, okay, he saved them and I don't care.
Yep.
I didn't even care when the princess died.
No, not in the slightest.
I was just kind of like, okay,
spoiler, but no, don't care.
I don't care if I... Yeah, it's all just...
The only things I cared about were the fish.
Right, because they were the only innocent party who'd done nothing wrong. Which is really sad. They were the only ones who had no dialogue. They just swam around looking pretty. And you felt bad because they got one of them gets killed.
But then it comes back to life and yay!
And you're like, why did you die in the first place? Why?
And meanwhile, the princess is dead, and you're going, "Oh shucks, the fish is alive! Yay!
Yay! Yo, total, fish.
Total fail on M. Night Shyamalan's part in cramming an entire season into an hour-long movie.
This is just
because remember that half hour is wasted.
Actually, you got to give him credit because he's managed to make us care more for animals than for
animals. That's true. Maybe this is like a PETA movie.
Oh my God, PETA should be on top of it. Oh, that'd be great.
The PETA conspiracy to take over Hollywood.
Oh, I'm waiting for big Hollywood to bring that one.
Right? All right, what's your next dislike?
All right, my fourth is actually M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. He basically ruined this movie. He wrote it, he directed it, and basically I've just come to the conclusion he's basically the American Uwe Boll.
Which is, it's really harsh, but he totally has become a Uwe Boll.
And I think something that you mentioned when we originally recorded this, and I had to redo it this time, was that it makes you even madder because you could tell that it's his directing that sometimes destroys the actors, because you can see little glints of like, there's moments when the kid who plays Aang, you could see it and you're like, there is an actor in there.
Oh, yeah. No, he took amazing actors. I mean, that was why, Sean Tube plays the uncle, and he was probably the best actor in the film. He did the best acting in the film. And he's a phenomenal actor. He was in The Kite Runner and just was brilliant. And he still manages to ruin him.
Yeah.
The kid who plays the Prince of the Fire Nation is,
Dev Patel.
Dev Patel
from Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. And who did an amazing job in Slumdog Millionaire. And he still seems to totally overact every scene in this.
And doesn't seem, ruined. He does. He overacts every freaking scene.
It's terrible. I mean, it's really tragic that he took good actors and made them look bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just awful. And of course, they misuse the word ensuing.
Yeah, you hate that for some reason.
I can't, because it was in one of the monologue parts.
I know, so you should have mentioned that during the monologue part.
So whatever, just shut up. Anyway, so we're caught up. So what is your next like?
The creatures. I'm going with the creatures.
Oh, like the little with the six legs and the flying thing and the little monkey?
Yes, and the dragon and the fish. So the creatures.
Yeah, they were nice. Yeah, I like the little monkey. I want one of those.
I think it's a flying lemur, actually.
Whatever, it's the type of
big
monkey.
Ears. And yeah, the big, what is the thing called? The big flying...
I don't know, he has a name, but I don't remember.
Chewbacca type thing. No, not Chewbacca. He looks more like, what are they called in Star Wars?
Bantha?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he is. He's a flying, swimming, giant bantha.
With six legs.
And then the fish, they glow, and they're like yin and yang, and that was kind of spiffy.
Yeah, that was a little obvious, but you know, because they were like swimming in a circle. And I was like, yin yang.
Very clever.
Yeah. You almost felt clever doing that. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, then my fourth like is actually the ending. I like the end point where he finally, where the Avatar, Aang, decides that he's finally going to fight. And he's, you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to go do it. I finally got the courage and I know what to do. And then he goes and he has this total kick fest where he's just bending water and he's beating the shit out of Fire Nation guys. And he's like, whoopah, and he's doing flips. And then he gets up on the wall and he starts doing his Tai Chi, but like in really craziness. And then the music's all awesome. And then he lifts the wave and it's all, and you've already seen this in the movie. So, or in the trailers, and it's all, whoa. And then the Fire Nation, like that whole scene. Through that was, I like that.
I think he should have crushed the Fire Nation, though, with the giant wave.
I know, but he doesn't do that.
I'm just kidding. I know, he doesn't hurt people, because that would be bad.
Sort of.
Except that he hurts people, so whatever.
He encases people in ice, which it doesn't feel good.
No, I don't think it would, and I think you would not be able to breathe and would die, but whatever.
Yeah, it's odd.
It was a little bit strange. But no, that was cool. It was a very epic sort of ending.
Yeah, I liked it. So
there were some parts that sucked, but whatever.
So why don't we end on a like? And so
I haven't even done my last dislike.
I know. So we're gonna do your last dislike right now, and then we got last like.
Well, you already covered my last dislike.
Oh, actually. Really?
Yeah, because it was your last dislike.
Oh, so M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really horrible. I cannot stress the amount of horrible that M. Night did. And yes. It makes me angrier because he used to be good. He used to be good. Unbreakable is one of my top 10 favorite films. I love that movie.
I still like Signs.
I still like Signs too. It's not one of my top 10, but I enjoy Signs. I enjoyed The Happening as bad as it was. I liked The Village. I actually liked the movie that everybody panned, the last one he did. Not Happening. The one before it Happening. The one that was like a kid's movie. No.
Lady in the Water?
Lady in the Water. I actually liked Lady in the Water. And this is when he was starting to go downhill. So, you know, it was starting to become kind of a betrayal that he was starting to suck. But I did like Lady in the Water. And obviously, the main one, what's the big one that everybody loves?
Sixth Sense?
I See Dead People. Sixth Sense. Brilliant film.
Yeah, that was his.
I like Unbreakable more. Yeah. But yeah, so this was such a betrayal.
You felt like he stabbed you in the back?
He stabbed me in the back.
With an icicle?
He stabbed the world in the back with an icicle.
That should go on a t-shirt. Stab the world in the back with an icicle. M. Night Shyamalan.
He's like the Chuck Norris of movies. He kills them. That was really bad.
Yeah, it was.
Made me laugh. All right.
My last dislike is actually, it's pretty simple, and we've basically covered it, but it's the most ridiculously rushed plot ever. We've already mentioned that the whole like romance plot line that comes out of nowhere, and we mentioned it's over in 5 minutes of movie time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is the same way. You know, you get to like when he gets out of his like icicle giant testicle, whatever the thing is, and then, you know, like, everything, and then it just whatever, I'm done. I hate this movie.
Well, I mean, particularly since one of my biggest complaints of the film is that he seems to take a really long time to do some things, and then he crams the rest of the story into, like, chunks, short chunks, so he can concentrate on these action parts. And granted, it is an action film, kind of, but not a particularly well-done one, so whatever. Yeah. So he wastes time doing action, only to totally skip over story.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Stupid bastard. All right, so your last like.
Ending on a like. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, but I've got a good
My last like is the fact that there was so much potential. Should totally be a dislike.
It should be.
I know. I couldn't think of a last like, to be honest. But there was so much potential. I actually almost enjoyed the fact that I got bitch slapped every time I was like, yes, almost inspiring, and then they go whack and I get shot back down again.
Yeah, and the dialogue is so awful. Oh. I didn't even mention that yet, but the dialogue is awful. Like when he shows up at the Earth Nation, his speech that's supposed to liberate them. Oh. And granted, he's a kid, so, but you know, his speech is, why are you acting like this? You're the Fire Nation. You're strong.
Earth Nation. You are strong. You can defeat them. Rise up and fight back. And you're like, yay.
That's totally not.
And then they fight back. And this is one of my... I hated this scene. You didn't hate this
scene. I loved
scene.
It.
I hated this scene.
It was totally ridiculous. I just loved it.
It took so long. You're like, yes, rise up. And then they start rising up. But all of their powers take 10 minutes. So.
It didn't. That scene did not take that long. You must have watched the extended cut. Because mine was over in like 30 seconds, that battle.
Awful, awful.
All right. Well, anyway. So my last like is how easy it is to tell that some of the actors know this is a bad movie. Specifically, the girl. The main girl, the sister.
Yeah.
Because she spends the whole movie looking like she's about to cry.
I think there's just something wrong with her.
Maybe, but she just, like, every scene, like, even in happy scenes, she's just like, I'm gonna cry.
It makes you wonder, it really is like, okay, and the dad, the king of the Fire Nation. Okay, he kind of cracked me up, because he's this, like, fairly well-known actor from...
Sunshine?
Wasn't he on Lost?
No. He was in Sunshine, though.
He was in Sunshine. Oh, you're right, he's a different guy from the Lost guy.
Yep.
Anyway,
and Push.
He was in Sunshine. I love him. I'm like slightly madly in love with him. So he is hilarious. And you know that these people basically were just doing M. Night Shyamalan a favor.
Yes, they were.
Right, we're friends. So I'll
they
be
owed
your
him like in a bet. They played poker with him and that's
right?
What they put on.
They lost.
They lost.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, the only British person in the whole movie is him.
Yeah.
Like, the only one that has, well, I mean, not British person, but person who has a British accent. Because Dev Patel is British, but he doesn't have a British accent in the movie.
No, he doesn't.
He's an American, but the one, the king, is, what? I don't know, whatever. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Nothing in this movie made any sense.
No. Like I said, f*** this movie.
Exactly. All right, so what's our grade?
Well, mine, I'm giving it an F minus.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, but the reason
totally
being that
warranted.
I think it's not just, there are movies we watch that are just really bad, and you're just like, it sucks, but it's like a D minus, and I'm like, eh, whatever. But this movie is a movie where I was like, I really wanted it to be good, and I kept watching it, and every time it started to get good, and then I would get, like, kicked in the balls.
It failed, yep.
Yeah, and that makes me more mad. So I give it an F minus.
Yeah?
It doesn't deserve to exist. They should burn the film.
I gave it an F, and I'll tell you why I'm not giving it a minus. Because I think that basically Nickelodeon paid M. Night Shyamalan millions of dollars to make an hour and a half commercial for watching the original cartoon. Because people go in going, oh, well, this is a movie, and it's based on this cartoon called Avatar. And they watch the movie and like, wow, that movie totally sucked. But I see that there's a cool story in it. So I think I'll check out the original cartoon. And then they go watch the original cartoon.
Do you have any data to back this up?
I have conspiracy theory websites galore.
All right, I'll get you in touch with the moon landing is fake people.
I also have a tinfoil hat.
All right, well, that puts it as like an F-ish.
F-ish.
Yeah, because I can't average that out very well. Ugh, no. It's bad. Anyway,
it's bad. It's a total fail of a film. It's a total fail of a director. I don't know what producers read the script and were like, oh, that looks great. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm not sure how many films Nickelodeon has made, though.
Six.
So maybe it just comes down to they aren't experienced enough to do something like this. I don't know.
No, they... they're just not experienced enough. Yeah, no, because they've never done anything this big. And they should have known better.
It was big, and they spent a lot of money on it, and it pretty much totally panned. So.
They shouldn't have picked him, that's for sure. Michael Bay would have been a better choice.
Right? That would have been awesome!
It would have been just a giant action sequence in CG.
Right, but at least he wouldn't have wasted time on the millions of storyline.
But it would have been like, romance, why do we need that? I've got cool action and icicles cutting through people's heads. Like, come on.
Who needs story?
I know. Alrighty, well, there's no reading or writing section this week, but we will have our question of the week post come up tomorrow. So if you want to suggest a movie we should watch or you want to give your opinion, you can do so a number of ways. You can send us an email.
SkiffyandFanty@gmail.com.
Leave a message on our blog.
SkiffyandFanty.wordpress.com.
Or on our Twitter account.
Twitter.com/SkiffyandFanty.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you, and you should go on iTunes and give us reviews.
Yes, you should.
Because if you don't, I will die.
I hope you don't die.
I need to pick me up after this. Come on.
To pick up 2 days of our hotel.
That too. Yes, you should send us money to the non-existent donation tab we have.
Yeah, we do this for free, people. Come on. We need donations.
Oh, alrighty. Well, that is it for Torture Cinema.
Have a good one.
Bye. Our new intro music is Time Flux by Revolution Void. You can check them out at freemusicarchive.org.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
Heart in your general direction.
France, different planet.
The Force will be with you, always.
End of line.